This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
And you're here with.
Oh, that was beautiful, Chris. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Dylan. I'm back for one more episode.
One more. That's one what more. They all say.
And then there's another one. I don't know. I love being back here. I love being still considered youth.
Look, if you guys have any questions that you want us to answer, anything to add, 0427 JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or you can tweet us, G and JOY949.
We love to hear from you.
Before we played that awesome new track from Avicii, we were talking about media and, all the different platforms and different styles of media. But right now, we're going to talk about how to get inspiration. Now, I'm looking at two very creative people here in the studio with me, and that's, of course, my delightful co-hosts. What would you think would be a great way to become inspired? Or what do you look for inspiration? Eleanor, I know that you're very active on Tumblr.
Yeah. Tumblr, I don't think it's the best place to look for inspiration. Tumblr can be a bit of a hive mind, and it can also be very distracting. And I think the best way to get inspiration sometimes is after you've done, your night's blogging or your night's video gaming or whatever it is that you do to occupy your time, just sit down for maybe 15, 20 minutes and just let it sort of soak in and see if your brain throws anything back out of that.
Myself, I'm a gamer, true gamer, and I get my inspirations from gaming music. I grew up a lot with Final Fantasies, and their composers, they create wonderful masterpieces, and
yeah.
I used to like always go on jogs listening to the tracks.
I'm a sucker for Zelda soundtracks.
So I'm sure you guys can relate. And then I used to I want to create that song, and I basically the first piece of song that I created was from a game, which was from Kingdom Hearts, and
that's
I made
really
that
cool.
Melody, and I wanted to twist it and make it my own. So I started listening to more, and I get my inspiration as well through how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And games, music, they can alter the way you
emotions.
Feel. So I get my inspiration from my emotions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, consuming more other media and like looking at other artists and what they do, no matter what medium you're looking at, it's a really great place to start.
Yeah, look, I have to agree in the same. Like, I'm a gamer. I grew up with a lot of Shinji Mikami, like the Resident Evil, Silent Hills. And
is that why you're so twisted?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, my mum didn't know about ratings on games.
So what about Abe's Odyssey? Apparently, my friend grew up on that, and she's.
The Madokans, yeah. That's on another topic. That's such a sad story. But yeah, I grew up playing those games as well. So that's music that lands correctly or, sets the theme. That inspired me. But when it comes to, say, any of, my writing or my shows that I put together, I need to have a direct emotional response. I need to be able to, hear something or, look at something and be able to identify within that landscape or be able to, take something from that. I think the most important thing for me, at least, it works for me, is, I said it before, the Avicii track, is to have a journal and to be able to write things down and then go back to it. Because then if I don't, and then I think, oh, God, what was that thought? Or was it kind of like this?
Yeah,
or?
And you just can't get it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So having a journal, I'm able to, use that as a reference point.
Well, I dabble in visual art sometimes. I mean, I really like digital art. And sometimes, every art style can be a little bit different. And you really need to have an idea in your head of where you're going when you start a piece. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with all this kind of jumble
of
stuff that
like,
doesn't look like anything.
It reminds me of writing a book. It's good to have an end point. If you don't know how your story is going to go, at least write the last sentence or something. At least you can work to that.
Exactly.
Point.
And the real theme here is that a blank canvas is terrifying, whether it's a literal or metaphorical canvas.
Ooh.
The thing, you need to come up with ways to get around that, because you got to start from nothing, but that's a really difficult task. And something that works really well, or can work really well, is to think about limits. All right, so I'm starting from a blank canvas, but I know that I need to include this, or that these are the colors I'm working with.
Sounds to me like you're setting up goals for yourself.
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, if you can meet them and even exceed them.
It gives you some kind of structure to work towards.
Yeah, you can actually use this in life as well. Did you know? But yeah, one thing at a time. But yeah, don't set limits. Don't, you know, make them too outlandish. Well,
when I say limits, I don't just mean like goals with where you want to go with your art in general. I mean specific things like maybe I'll only use these colors, or maybe I'll only use these genre of element in my art piece or song or whatever.
There is a fair degree of project management that has to go into taking a new piece. And I know that kind of like seems weird because it detracts from the creativity side of things, but you need to be able to set up a scope. And within that scope, like you were saying, what colors, what tools am I using? What's my timeline on this as well? And setting a deadline is a very integral part of a piece. Yeah. But you don't want to rush it.
It kind of like motivates you, I think, in a way.
Exactly.
As a game developer, I've dabbled in it. It's a nice little hobby. And if you don't know, okay, I need to have it done by now, you'll never, ever, ever get it done. You'll keep adding stuff and it'll never be done. And you need to know where you're going. And
high school all over again.
There's also a point that you need to be able to look at it. And if you're stuck, you need to be able to recognize, okay, I need to take a break for a little bit. And
go for a walk.
Go for a walk. Play a game, you know, there's like there's
or go for a walk in a video game, whichever works for you.
Or have a job with video game music.
The possibilities are endless. How do you feel like collaborating with other artists?
Yeah, look, it can depend on the medium, but it can be really great, especially if you've been stuck in a bit of a rut of your own style. If you look at if you go say, I'll work with you for this piece or this, you know, this story or whatever you're working on, you can get all kinds of ideas and go and look at the way they work and go, maybe I can try that, or maybe I can twist that to my own style. And it can be a really refreshing new start for you.
And don't be afraid to wander into a dark space of the unknown. You know, stuff like that can excel and improve what you're already doing with anything. So
that's very
take
true.
Take risks as well.
Something a more general idea. I was looking online for some tips, and what was mentioned was think about two ideas that seem completely unrelated. Like, think about a bird flying in the sky and about your last failed relationship, and then try to come up with a way to link those two. And you can get something really interesting out of that, even if it's just as an exercise.
Hmm. Wow, that just got deep for a second there.
Dylan looks really distracted.
No, just having one of those sunrises.
There's a wording I was going to say, something about separation. There's like 6 degrees of separation or something. You can connect anything in the world and everyone's or anything is at least 6 or 10. You can correct me if you want to text
the idea is that
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. If you take any two people in the world, you can connect them by around 6 different other people. So I know you and they know them on.
Exactly.
I like to play with my friends 6 degrees of Gippsland because I honestly...
6 degrees of the gay community.
I've most of my friends I can trace back. Not even like... I can get to step 3 and then I've like made my connection back to Gippsland. It's insane.
I have a group of convention goers that play a game called 6 degrees of Who Did I Sleep With. Basically, in the community, there's this online map of everyone that they've slept with. And it's beautiful.
I would be... Damn, I think I wouldn't even be 4. But that's another topic for another time, for another show. but honestly, what you need to do if you are wanting to create something, if you're wanting to do something new, you should be doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes,
at
for
the
sure.
end of the day, you shouldn't... Unless, you know, you are a commercial artist, but then this conversation...
That's a whole other kettle
of
fish.
But going back to your journal, like, look at that first entry and stating why you want to do this and what is your dream from this, and
try to think back to like what made you feel something, and then think about why that made you feel something and put that into words or into paint or into music.
And you know, I can be honest with this one. You know, I've been working in hospitality for so long now, I don't feel anything. But then that can be...
I can relate.
You can use it and lose it. So,
but then that's also a means for my own inspiration, the lack of, you know, feeling anything anymore from working in hospitality.
It's called growing up, unfortunately. Oh, dear.
Look, no, I hope that gave some of you listening at home some ideas of where to continue with your own art.
That's and hospitality is not that bad of an industry, I promise.
No, look, well,
it's a great uni industry.
That's true.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.